It's Monday and time for our Mondays with the Mayor segment. It's not always a mayor because not every local unit of government has a mayor. Today's leader is from Meridian Township and we welcome Township Supervisor Ron Stika. Good morning, Ron.
Well, good morning to you.
Good
to everybody out there.
Yeah. First of all, with the ice storm yesterday, how did Meridian Township fare?
We fared fairly well. We have an outage in the central part of what's the Okemos portion of the township. But other than that, I think we did pretty well.
How were the roads?
The roads, of course, were, you know, taken care of by the county road department.
And mm-hmm.
they, you know, the neighborhood streets, of course, were not very good, but the main roads were.
All right. Well, we want to learn a little bit about Meridian Township. It's been a while since we've talked about the township on the program. So what's the population, for instance, in Meridian Township?
Actually, Meridian is the third most populous municipality in the area. We have 42,000, roughly, compared to like East Lansing, which has about 48,000. So we are not just a little podunk village. We are a major player, so to speak, in the mid-Michigan.
What would you say Meridian Township is known for?
Education, actually. It's kind of an interesting thing because we have two of the best school districts in the state in Meridian Township, actually three, four total. The township has Okemos Public Schools, Hazlet Public Schools, a little piece of East Lansing, and a tinier piece of Williamston.
Mm-hmm.
And by every measure, those are outstanding school districts.
You may have heard earlier this morning on Morning Edition that we are at WKAR starting a new initiative to cover education with greater intensity. And Kevin Lavery, my colleague, is going to be doing lots of stories about education in the year to come.
Well, that's excellent. Yeah. Excellent. Education is an avocation of mine. So.
How long have you been supervisor?
Well, it's about going on 2 years. I spent 22 years on the Okemos School Board, actually, and then switched hats one November a few years ago and became a township trustee. And then after 4 years of that, I ran for supervisor and was elected to supervisor.
Well, that background explains your interest in education then. What inspired you to serve all of this service? What kind of things
inspired
you?
Well, you know, it's an interesting thing because I think some people are just born with a proclivity to public service. I've heard others say that as well, and I believe it. When I was an assistant attorney general, which is what I did for 40 years, I always wanted to be involved. I couldn't do anything politically, so I was on a school board. Now I'm in a political office.
As you know, Meridian Township apologized recently to Bree Randall Gay. She's the young woman who reported abuse by Larry Nassar in 2004, and the department believed him at the time. And soon she'll be coming back to your community to help lead training to recognize sexual abuse. Now, the day that the apology was issued, I was at the press conference. You were there, too. What are you hoping to see change with her assistance in the township?
Well, actually, we embarked on a three-part program to deal with this after the apologies were done. We're retraining the police officers. She will kind of help with that a little bit. We are also going through almost 600 files of complaints going way back to 2004 and actually before that, dealing with sexual assault to make sure that no other mistakes were made. And we're just about done with that and have not found anything. And then lastly, the training that you mentioned, we're actually going to have in front of the township board tomorrow night the contract that we're entering into with her to have her help us with that. We're looking at creating an educational program aimed at younger people primarily, although at adults too, but primarily younger people that make them aware that, you know, they have rights, that they should speak out. This is nothing to be ashamed of. If you have any kind of an attempt of any kind of a sexual assault, to come forward, who to see, etc. And she is obviously an excellent person to help with that, having lived through it.
Wanted to bring up a few other related things. One is the involvement that was announced with the Firecracker Foundation. We've had the young woman who runs the Firecracker Foundation, Tashmika Torok, here a number of times to talk about the work they do with sexual assault survivors. So they're coming on board, right?
Yes, they're going to be assisting with the development of the program.
All right. You mentioned the police department and what they've been doing in this regard, and I wanted to bring up the fact that your chief of police, Dave Hall, is retiring.
Yes, he's retiring at the end of June, and we are beginning the search process. We will, in fact, again, in front of the township board in our upcoming meeting, we will be talking about a potential contract with our captain in the police right now to be a temporary. If we go along with it, you know, we have to officially do it
sure.
by a 4-3 vote at least, but to temporarily take over once Mr. Hall is gone, Chief Hall, and then we will have a formal process going on to find a permanent chief.
Are you anticipating that'll be approved?
Oh, yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
How long might the search take?
Well, we're hoping to get it done as quickly as possible. It'll take several months, though.
Mm-hmm. All right.
That's why we're starting now.
Sure. One other related thing I wanted to ask you about is the assertion made by Clerk Brett Dreyfus that this arrangement with Bree Randall Gay should have been put out for bid. What's your reaction to that?
Well, it's just wrong. Mr. Dreyfus is very wrong. As an attorney who represented the state with regard to contracting for many years, I can tell you that there are circumstances where you don't need to go out to bid. And we have a very unique situation with a unique provider. I mean, you just can't go out and find somebody to help you with something who has the actual experience. Yes, there's a couple hundred young women who were unfortunately harmed by this individual, but Brianne is one who came from our community and dealt directly with our community and can give special insight. And there's also, in the law, it allows the township to do this.
All right, I want to move on to some photos that people who follow our Facebook page may have seen. That's one of the things we like to do is ask our Mondays with the Mayor guests to send us some photos that they would like to reflect what life is like in their town or their community. Tell us a little bit about the pictures you sent us. One thing I wanted to bring up is that there's a lot of water in these pictures, which my first guess was that they were all from Lake Lansing, but maybe I'm wrong about that.
Yeah, slightly wrong. Lake Lansing, of course, is the only real recreational lake in mid-Michigan, and it sits entirely within our township, although it's a county park. But obviously our residents and residents from all over the area utilize it very well. The pictures I provided to show you what kind of a community Meridian is, we have branded ourselves a prime community, and that's because we have prime education, prime neighborhoods, and other prime businesses and prime parks. We have over 900 acres of parks, over 900 acres of preserved land in addition to that. We have 20 miles of trails, 80 miles of pathways. So we are very, very pastoral in a sense, even though we are also a suburban community. We have decided that the eastern third of our township would not have sewer and water. It would stay rural for as long as possible. So our people are very environmentally oriented. So the pictures I selected were kind of to show you the prime pastoral nature of our township. It's a place where people come with families and really enjoy living, I think.
Last week, one of our reporters did a story about the closing or the upcoming closing, I guess, of Bottoms Up, which is, as the father of a dancer, a really important news development in my family. They provide all sorts of clothing articles and that kind of stuff that people that are involved in dance need, but they sell other merchandise too, of course. And that sits at a really important historical Four Corners downtown kind of a location in Okemos. Can you tell me more about what's going on in that part of Okemos?
Yes, I can. The downtown or Four Corners section of Okemos, which is one of the two principal villages that are within our township, has gone, you know, kind of south lately, I have to say that. A lot of the businesses there have closed and the buildings are kind of abandoned. And we're working very hard to have something happen there. In fact, again, at tomorrow night's meeting of our township board, we will be hopefully adopting some broadened standards, which will allow developers a little more leeway so that we can find a good development to come in there and to replace what is there now and build a situation where people will want to go again to downtown Okemos. When I first moved into a community, it was a great place to walk and go with your kids. There was an ice cream parlor. There was a place to buy stamps if you were a collector or coins. There was a Mr. D's pizzeria. There was all kinds of things in addition to the hardware and other things. And we want to see that kind of life come back to the downtown area in new, wonderful buildings.
Our Mondays with the Mayor guest today has been Township Supervisor in Meridian Township, Ron Steika. Good to see you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.